Are you muted?
Let me see. Madam Chair.
Hi.
Stone Free has put into the chat room that Cliff Smith, former board member, has moved to Adrian Woods Care Center.
Right.
The staff has not received any visitors within the center as of yet. Due to COVID restrictions, perhaps someday Cliff would be allowed visitor.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But Stone Free has their hand up, so I'm trying to figure out if they have a comment that they want to actually make. If not, I'm going to lower your hand, Stone Free. Okay. We have Ms. P.K. McCrary that's next.
I would like to say Happy New Year and really mean it, even though I'm wishing everybody to have a prosperous and most successful New Year. But it is disheartening when there is a question and somebody says anything and they vote, and I know who's going to vote which way, which makes me feel like we are on the same precipice that our government in America is on. Whose side are you on, rather than the side of the station and the foundation? It is no mistake that the New Day proposition is being supported by friends of friends, rather than the fact that it's anti-democratic and it is taking the foundation away from its mission and its vision. One of the things that the mission talks about is understanding, and I guess it might help if I give just a little bit of history. From the time when I got on the board and I heard someone say to Ms. Saibara Naratomi that she needed to sit down and twiddle her chopsticks, I was appalled. And I said to the person, that is really racist. And they said, well, she's a pain in the behind. And I said, but that wasn't proper. Since then, we've had black managers being fired, talked about erroneously, fighting against each other rather than working towards putting together what would be right for this station and this foundation. The station needs to be more diverse in its programming, that's for sure. But more than that, it needs new programming that includes a generation that is not a part of this board. There is no one here, except for maybe one person, that's under 50. And I've been accused of ageism, but just let me say this. If you don't have relationships with people from all diversities and all persuasions, you should not be an LSB board member. You shouldn't. I'm sorry. It's the same song, different verse, year in and year out. What I'd like to do is invite you to the CAB meeting on the 16th at 3:30. The CAB has given you, it's done its work and its due diligence, and it has come to you, and it has brought you the voices of that diverse group of people that Mike says he'd reach out to. We are waiting to be heard, but you're too busy fighting among yourselves that nobody cares about the people that you say you want to represent that are listeners. Truth is that you've lost a lot of listeners. And people just want to get it over with. Are you going to just die and be over with and we don't have to go through this stuff and listen to you or watch you smirk when you realize that you have the numbers and that you won because you have the numbers, but that doesn't make you right? I looked at what happened Wednesday, and you know what we're finding out? Is that people in our own HPD department were part of those insurrection people. That they were willing not just to do mayhem, not just to do mayhem, but they were talking about taking lives. And more than that, and this just bothers me the most, even now, after we've seen what we've seen and know what we know, people are going to say to you, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? I know you all get upset when people talk about white supremacy, but it's a system in this country that permeates every fabric of society. And more than that, again, is that individually, if I thought individually that you're standing on your own integrity and ethics, I don't have a problem with us disagreeing. But the manipulation of one man, the president, who does so with impunity, and the one man here who controls with impunity. And yes, I'm talking about one man, and I'm talking about you, Bill. And I like the fact that you have friends, but you haven't always done right by us. It is time to decide.
Yeah.
Not rhetoric about moving KPFT forward or moving Pacifica forward. We need a truth and reconciliation initiative at KPFT to talk about what the real problems were. Identify them. Reconcile either with one another or hold people accountable to the point that they can't continue to do what they do. And that's keep us at each other's throats and not move one iota forward. Come to the CAB meeting and I'll show you how it's done. But you have somebody now, just like you had somebody once before, who knows what she's doing. And yet the underpinning and the undercutting and all the things that go on outside of this meeting that you're on today, how do we stop it? We take those people off the board and not vote for them. You need a new crop of LSV members. You're the same people over and over and over again. After a while, you can't point the finger and say that it's somebody else's fault, which you do. It's your fault because you're complicit with that. And it doesn't matter which side of the coin you think you're spending. It's still the same coin that is running us into the ground. I don't say these things because I want to pat myself on the back. The one thing I do is I do something that Bill does. I collect people.
PK.
And I let them shine. And I let them make their own choices. And the CAB is made up of people who has been doing that.
PK.
I know, PK. I know you want to give me one more minute, Niecy.
You got one more minute.
No.
it behooves you, like that letter you wrote me a few years ago, 16 paragraphs of telling me how awful I am, 16 paragraphs saying I was evil and corrupt. I counted them. All lies. I don't ever use that whenever I speak. I don't use what was done to me. Because you know what? You couldn't stop me from doing what I do. But you all got to get it together. This does not work. It does not work. It's not going to move us forward. And it's not a what I think. It's what I know. And that
PK
has to change. Period. So thank you for your indulgence, but I'm going to speak truth to power, and I'm not going to stop until this station and this foundation gets on the good foot with people who care about one another.
Is Paula, is there anybody else?
I don't see anyone else here with their hand raised that wants to speak that's from the public.
There's a person called User One.
Whoever they are, they do not have their hands up. So if their hand is not up, I take it that they do not want to speak.
Their hand is up. I see their hand.
They just put it up. Okay, I see it. Go ahead, User One.
Okay, thanks. I'm Mr. Days. Welcome to Houston. Buckle up, as they say. Houston's a really important station because, for what it's worth, you know, with the Democrats and the Republicans and Houston being said to be a red state, although the good people I've met are of various shades other than red and blue. Houston's a big territory, and it really needs a lot of work. So while there are many beautiful things about Texas, there is a level of sort of backward thinking that I'm hoping we can get out of KPFT and then, you know, spread the knowledge and the openness to the rest of the community. But you have to live it before you can teach it, before you can show other people how it works. And there is some retrograde thinking in Houston. For all the use of the word forward, there's not a lot of forward thinking in the group that's been using it recently, but you know, sometimes people get confused about the meaning of things. In New York, there are a lot of people who would like Bill Crozier to explain why he came to New York with the then IED. He and Adrienne LaViolette came to New York, came up to WBAI, locked our staff, came in with security from a security firm that belongs to a killer cop. So they certainly were not terribly concerned about where they were putting Pacifica's money at the time. But at any time you're ready, Bill, we in New York would like to know why you were here, what you thought you were executing. You have violated so many Pacifica principles and continue to do so. But you walk around Houston talking about peace and justice. It just doesn't fit with your behavior. But when you're ready with that explanation, please send it forward. In the meantime, Houston, long before we had CPD issues in terms of the audits, Houston lost some CPB funding, lost its eligibility for CPB funding. So I can't tell you that's job one for you, new GM, but it is certainly something you would want to look at. And you would want to make sure that for the great signal you have and the great reach that you have in a place where we can really make a difference as Pacifica that you know what went wrong and who was responsible. So, yes, of course, you will listen to everyone, but don't believe everyone. But do listen to everyone, because who people think they are and who the rest of us see them as being are sometimes very different things. I want to talk about the New Day Pacifica and the number of people out of Houston who have signed up for this. Really, it's quite amazing. I don't know if people understand what they're signing the network up for, or whether they're just going along because they like the person who's promoting it. And we do know that the Pacifica Restructuring Project, which is the name they used when those bylaw replacements failed 2-1 in March, and then they turned around a few months later, came back and said, oh, what happened to WBAI? That was a terrible thing. And we're going to offer you much the same deal, but we have a new name. We're now New Day Pacifica. It is a new day in Pacifica, because for communities that are marginalized, it is crucial that we have an outlet where we can speak truth to power, where we can educate our neighbors who may not have our lived experience and who may not have believed what we told them until they saw some of those things themselves last year. So Pacifica matters, KPFT matters, because we're not going to find another multi-state network that can do the work that Pacifica is doing now. And for those who think that ordinary people in Pacifica ought to just sit down and let other people tell them what is good for them, folks aren't going for that anymore. 2020 was a different kind of year. You know, they use 2020 to describe really good vision, clear vision, quote, normal vision. 2020 shook up a lot of people. And KPFT better be able to meet those newly expressed needs. They're not necessarily new needs, but they're newly expressed and newly understood needs. KPFT, if it's to live up to its mission, has to meet those needs. And you don't meet it by getting five people on to say, move KPFT forward, because the words are meaningless if your actions are retrograde, if your actions carve out territory for yourself that belongs to the community. So people who are trying to extend their board terms by wrapping their names after 15 and 20 years in governance, you know, in a blanket that says today is a new day, but you're still bringing your old BS with you, the community is going to see right through that. And that we are facing a fiscal crisis, and Crozier, Allen, and some of the others on this board are in fact generating new unnecessary expense by pushing a bootleg program that has already been rejected as though it is new or different. And they have had the majority with others for the past 10 years. So you won't convene the election. I'm sorry?
It's 7 minutes.
Let me wrap up, please. So I want to recommend to you all that you all visit the website PacificaFightBack.org, PacificaFightBack.org, and read a little about what's really happening in Pacifica. Because the people who are telling you the solution to the problem is to change the bylaws. Bylaws cannot control human intent. Anything can be corrupted if the people who are involved are corrupt.
Okay, thank you.
New bylaws are not the solution.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, request for information. Madam Chair, request for information.
Yes, Dwayne.
How many more speakers are there?
I was just getting rid of that.
If none, can you apportion the time remaining, which is 6 minutes, to the previous speakers?
Sure.
Paula. Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Can I get an answer from Paula first, please?
At this point, Madam Chair, I don't see any other hands raised. I don't see any other members that want to speak unless someone populates, but I don't see anything here. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair. Point of order.
I have a point of order. Me. That's me, Niecy. Hey, I just wanted to make sure you could hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay. Who is after Mary Ann?
Bill Bogardi's too.
Nancy.
Hold on 1 second.
Please mute your phones if you are not speaking, please. Thank you.
Okay. Bill, I'm going to take you last. Barb Gardner.
Thank you. I just want to remind everybody, we do have a rule, and Robert's Rules also has rules against disparaging people personally.
Hello.
And, you know, the stuff that Serene said was just filled with misinformation.
Bill.
Yes, sorry. Did you recognize me?
I said I am going to take Bob Gardner and I'm going to last.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been walked on twice tonight. It seems to be a bit routine, but my question was, what does it mean to have your hand raised?
It means that you want to speak.
How would you know that somebody has their hand raised?
Because I'm looking at you.
You're looking at me.
Uh-huh.
What am I
wearing? Bill, this is all the time for jokes. I mean,
Paul is looking at everybody in the meeting.
So, do you see my hand raised right now?
Aren't you on a telephone?
Well, you should know. You're telling me that I'm being seen.
I have about 10 people on this call. There's no name next to them. All it is their telephone number.
You have an answer.
I know it's you. When you start talking, it'll tell me you're talking.
So really, you don't know. That's your answer.
Okay, right here. Yeah, 3-4, whatever number this is. You just got through talking. I don't see your hand raised.
I'm trying to be very specific. What does it mean to have your hand raised?
And as she stated, if your hand is raised, that means that you want to speak. I can see your hand if it is raised and you can be acknowledged to speak. I will lower your hand. Once I have acknowledged you, your hand will be lowered.
How would you know that somebody has
Bill,
hand
Bill, I mean, excuse me, not Bill. I apologize. Robert, I'm not going to go through a debate with you whether or not you can speak. If you want to speak, speak. If not, let's move on.
It's got nothing to do with whether I want to speak or not.
Adriana, I have you. Go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair, we are in public comment, right? We don't have the right to answer and to interrupt the board members. I understand what you are saying, but the board members are, first of all, if the speaker need to read the rules because the speaker they don't have the obligation to tell their names. And what Bill just did is really wrong. He doesn't have the right to interrupt and talk about people. The public have the right to come to our meetings and speak about whatever they wish. If you don't like it, grow up. This is against the rule. Leave the people public comment. Thank you.
Okay. Somebody I'm missing. Nancy.
Yes, I just wanted to remind the chair, there was a Philip who earlier said he would like to comment later on.
Oh, yeah, Philip.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy, for reminding me. Philip, are you still there? Philip.
Yes, I'm still here. My request to speak afterwards was a request to speak after the final nominee has spoken.
Oh, well, we haven't talked. We're not at nominees yet. We still in public comment.
So, I totally got you. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. I will remember when the person, I will remember with the
point
last.
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa.
Madam Chair, you might want to call it to the public's attention that we're not going to have public comment after all of the candidates have spoken. If he wants to speak, he might want to take the opportunity now.
Oh, that's right. Cause when we get back into session, thank you for reminding me of that. Philip, when we get back into session, you won't be able to ask a question.
Madam Chair, Nancy?
Hopefully, Nancy, hold on for 1 second. Philip, can you ask a question now?
I'm here. What was the question?
No, can you ask your question now? Because when we get back to the session, you won't be able to ask that question. Okay, thank you.
I can do that.
Okay.
What I wanted to speak to, perhaps was the diversity. We're having a vote here for, with some members on the board, and I just wanted to speak a little bit toward the diversity of the board. And in speaking about that, I guess, we can talk about, maybe getting some people on the board who are more sensitive to or part of, say, something like, gender ID. Perhaps having people that reflect the community a little bit. So we would be talking about maybe people of color. And I think it's something also that PK brought up, and I totally, I was so glad to hear it. You know, this board seems to be a little on the older side. I guess I can say that. I'm older myself.
yeah.
I'm over 60. I would like to see the board having, representing something that it currently is. I would like to see some younger people on this board, some new ideas, some new ways of doing things, and just to put something else in the mix. So, you know, we do have somebody on this board who seems to fit this bill, but I don't believe that person has spoken yet. I've listened in on some previous calls, and I've also been a listener and a member for quite a long time. And so this person is V. Patel, and I just personally just want to say, let's look at some of these qualities, in the people that we're going to be putting on this board. I think we got to do something different. Uh-huh. Because what we've been doing just hasn't been working. And, that's really just about it. I just wanted to just say that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Madam Chair.
We're still in public comment. Oh, yeah. Tom, go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to, recognize David Bays and welcome him to KPFT. And
I was going
to
do that, Tom.
Yes, ma'am, but I was just welcoming him. And thank you for coming aboard, and we were more than willing to work with you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Paula, anybody?
Bill,
you know you can't talk during public. I mean, come on,
no,
man.
I just had a point of order, but go ahead. Sorry.
I don't see any hands raised, Madam Chair. I just ask everyone could please mute their phones or either their computers if you are not speaking. Please.
Madam Chair, orders of the day.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going back to Wally.
Can I make my point of order, please? It's Bill.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Well, we do have a rule, and Robert's Rules also says that people are not supposed to disparage others in meetings. And we have people on the board who try to do that themselves during the meeting, but they've also invited friends from even other stations like Serene Roberts, who gets on and just fills her time with untruthful statements. I'm trying to say this politely.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Are people going to be allowed to say anything they want to about other people that are on the board?
Madam Chair, why?
Adriana, I got this one. I have said from day one not to do it. But you know what happens? You guys sit up there and you ignore me and you want to have your say. Bill, you of all people know the rules. Why would you even bring that up? Why would you even bring that up? I know this.
But it's going on and nobody's telling them to stop.
And we are on top of it trying to fix it. It's not going to be fixed overnight. It's not going to be fixed overnight.
Okay, well, the people being attacked get equal time?
Oh, no. Jesus.
I'm just wondering.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
How can you get equal time in public comment?
Well, if they're allowed to say whatever they want in public comment and slander people, then it seems like the people being slandered should have that amount of time afterwards.
Okay.
If you're going to allow them to continue doing that.
I'm not going to allow them to keep on doing that, but you need to let me handle it, which you guys do not let me do. Y'all don't let me do it. Let me say it to everybody sitting here. PK told you, that's okay, because I'm going to pass out my resume in a couple of days. I am more than qualified to run this board. I am more, and I know how to be neutral and nonpartisan. So does Paula. We're doing our best to try to stay down the middle. We are trying to change the culture. Y'all don't want to change the culture. We are trying to do that. I'm trying to be nice and calm and cool. You see, I don't try to cut off anybody. If somebody's talking, I try to wait till they're finished. If I'm keeping time, I try to tell them time. We are doing our best to change the culture. Let us do it. Let it work for a couple. Y'all just used to doing it. Point of order, point of information. You guys been interrupting every time somebody starts speaking. You're interrupting. Stop it. I don't need to be lectured on public comment. I know what public comment is about. I know that you as a board member are not supposed to talk on public comment. I'm done with that. Please stop doing that. Please stop disrespecting me. Please stop trying to manipulate me. And please stop bullying me. I have said that for the record. It is being recorded. It is recorded. Anybody on the outside looking at this tape, they see exactly what I'm talking about. Wally James. Adriana, did I make your point, Wally? I mean, Adriana, sorry. Did I make your point?
Almost, Madam Chair. It's something that this board should really care. And it's what we call free speech. People have the right to come and speak their mind. We need to deal with this issue. I was attacked during years in every public comment, and nobody more than that. My own board, the same people that are complaining now, were attacking me. I didn't want me to record the people that were insulting me in public comments, and the recordings are there. People have the right to come to the meeting and speak their mind, and we don't have the right to identify them if they don't want to be identified. Please.
I agree with that. And that's
thank you.
You called out her name. She does not want her name called out. And you called out her name.
You mentioned my name and others.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I speak?
Yes, Sandra.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, so I guess it's been about a year, maybe 2 years now, when I first came back to the LSB. One of the things that I addressed, and I put a motion forward, and it's been on the Ellis the agenda for like forever, and I guess it just got dropped off, was addressing this very issue, because yes, we want the public to have the opportunity to say what they think, say what they feel, and comment. But there's a very fine line between making personal attacks, disparaging and slandering members of the board. And it's been a standing rule that the board members are not allowed to comment on the comments that are made about them. But I feel like that is disingenuous and unfair to the people that volunteer to serve on the board. There have been a lot of people that have served on the board that have been unfairly slandered and demeaned, and horrible things have been said about them, and they've never had the opportunity to even defend themselves. And so I put forth a motion that when public comment is concluded, that if there is a board member who has been disparaged or slandered, should be allowed to have equal time to represent their position. And that motion never came to a vote. But I really feel like, you know, when certain members of the public come up and speak and they say disparaging or slanderous things about the board members, and then board members are not allowed to even defend themselves, that is what I would consider unfair. And, you know, they speak about fairness, but they only want for themselves to be allowed to speak. And they don't want board members to be allowed to defend themselves. So, you know, this is going to go on and on and on. And I don't want to waste any more time. But in reality, if somebody attacks you while you are volunteering and trying to give your best good effort to do something better for the foundation that you are volunteering for, you should have the right to defend yourself. And that's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
Sandra, can you do me a favor and put all of that in writing and send it to me in an email? Because what you're saying, I totally agree with, but it cannot be resolved at an LSB meeting. We're going to have to resolve that somewhere else. In another separate special meeting. It cannot be done in an LSB meeting. It's not enough time.
I understand. Thank you for listening. And, I will go back through, I'll go back through the minutes and find the motion that I originally put forward. Thank and I will resend it to this entire board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard, Madam, to the stack.
Madam Chair, Teresa has her hand up.
Teresa.
I guess I'm asking for orders of the day. If we're finished with public comment, I think I'm first on the stack to ask questions of Wally.
I've been trying to get to the orders of the day, and I keep getting interrupted. That is my point.
I'm just trying to help you, Chair.
I know you are. Okay. Richard, what is your statement?
The statements that are being made about people making slanderous statements. In Robert's rules, it says we're not supposed to do that to each other. I don't know how that's going to fit with way we do things, but Robert's rules says that that's out of line.
I know that. But you guys have been doing that since I've been on this board. That's 3.5 years. Teresa, well, Wally.
I haven't been.
Wally.
No.
We going to orders of the day. Wally, do you have anything else to say before the questions? You only spoke for about 4 minutes. I don't know how long you spoke. I really don't. But I know it wasn't 3 minutes. So.
It was about 1 minute, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Rita, thank you so much. I love all my helpers. I don't mind you helping me. This is your board too. Thank you. Okay, Wally. Is Wally there? Wally.
Wally is here. He's here.
Maybe he's on mute.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yes. Hello, can
you? Did you finish your statement?
Yeah, I was accidentally muted.
Okay.
Well, let me just add a little to that.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yes.
Being on the national board is something that it takes a lot of time for all of us. The meetings run really long, and there's other people that are on the board that I try and work with. Some people I don't have that much contact with, but it's something I feel really dedicated to, is trying to represent KPFT on the national board. It's so important that we don't get overlooked in a lot of these boards meetings. There's focus on all the other Pacifica stations, but not so much on KPFT. And it's easy for us to get neglected. And everything that our station has been going through with this pandemic, with us being locked out of the building, and it's just been really hard, and trying to get a new manager. Sandra worked really hard heading up the committee to get us a new manager, and to get the candidates, and we sent those to the IED, and she picked out David, and I think we all feel very good about him, because we need somebody that's going to come in and is going to try and make a difference. There's a lot at KPFT that needs to be taken care of. We, as Nancy was saying earlier, we did really well in this last drive, this quiet drive, much better than we normally do. But there's always a struggle to raise money, and we need to raise more money for the station. We do what we can on our show.
Wally.
Our show, yes?
You got 2 minutes. Your 2 minutes are up.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
I see, Madam Chair, I apologize. Adriana has her hand up.
God, but Teresa was before Aviana.
Okay.
Well, if he's used up all his time, then I don't have a chance to ask my question, so that's fine. That's his state.
Chair, Nancy?
Nancy?
I think each, we agreed each person, candidate has 3 minutes each.
He had 1 minute, Nancy, and he just used 2 minutes.
Oh, that's three. 1 plus 2. Thank you.
Okay, let me say something because I'm going to the next person. Orders of the day, I'm going to the next person. My darlings, I'm gonna do y'all like I do my students, my little darlings. I know y'all not little dog, but my little darlings, please let the candidate speak. Please. Please. I'm timekeeper. I'm sitting here watching every time. We got a whole long list. We just on Wally. So can you please let the candidate speak? If there is some time remaining, then you can ask a question. Your question needs to be brief and to the point. And let me just say this. Only about one person might get to ask a question. All right. Venetia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So y'all know me already, Vipita Adams. My show is the Houston Indie Media Show. On KPFT. I have so many really good ideas for the station and for the whole foundation. We really need to move into this century and have a better social media presence. And I know I talk about this a lot, but we need to appeal to youth. We need to appeal to other young folks. If I was elected, I think I was before the youngest person ever to be on the board, and I would be again if y'all were to send me up. And I definitely, I know that I recognize myself right now as an elective elected representative of the staff. And I know that were you to elect me to the national board, I am representing KPFT, I'm representing the board, and I'm representing Houston. And I fit, you know, Houston is a very diverse place. I think out of all of the people on the board and especially all the candidates running, I'm definitely the best choice. I'm a female. I'm a millennial. I'm queer. I'm Indian. It would be really good if we could have some real representation on the national board. And I think it would be something that we as a group can be proud of to send an actual diverse representative group that is true to Houston to the national board. I really want to have time for people to ask me questions, so I think I'm just going to leave it at that. The only other thing I want to say is that I've always been an active member. I started on the board in 2015, and I think I was off for about 1 year since then. I've always been active in committees. I think there's a problem nationally where representatives on the local and national board do not participate in committees, but I do, and I'm always on multiple committees, and I want to leave time for questions.
Dwayne Tippenstack.
Okay, Dwayne, hold on for a second. Mr. Bays, he has not spoken. He raised his hand. What is your question or statement?
Hey, Venetia, I have a quick question for you. If you are to be elected to this board, being a new general manager, who is also a white guy, who happens to be just outside the millennial, but also a gay gentleman, how would you work with me to move the station forward?
Oh, gosh. I actually look very much forward to working with you, even if I am not elected. I really want us to represent Houston. And I think one of the things that I see really lacking right now, just on a local level, is our culture, as someone has said previously, we need a better culture. We need a culture where people who aren't straight are more comfortable. We need a culture where young people are comfortable, where people who aren't cisgender are comfortable, and people of color as well. So I do have a few ideas. I don't want to waste up too much of my time, but putting up signage and posters that make people comfortable and things like that. And then on a national level, I think we need to have more diverse programming. That's always the goal, right? But we really need to pull in nationally. We need to find a way to pull in youth. And part of that is becoming more technologically savvy as a foundation.
Dwayne, but I want to interject something real quick. Paula. Okay.
Ma'am.
I want you to answer that question for everybody. It's something that we always talk about when you say, when everybody starts talking about the younger people, the other races and other ethnicities, what is it that you always say to me?
I'm not going to lie, Madam Chair.
They don't vote.
Oh, uh-huh. I'm not going to lie, because I say a lot to you.
I know you do, but the part about the voting, it's about the voting. You always say to me, they always complain about, and I say the same thing, they always complain about people, but they keep voting them on it.
Right, exactly. I always say that the people that do the complaining the most, you want change, you want diversity, you have to vote for change. If you want change, you have to vote for change. But I notice you don't vote for change. You still vote for the same people that sit on this board. And trust me, I'm not trying to call anyone out, but you vote for the same people. And so if you're going to vote for the same people, you're going to get the same results. In order to get a different type of results, a different type of change, a different type of atmosphere, you have to make a change, and it starts with you. You are the people. You are the ones that listen to this station day in and day out. So if you want to see change, when it comes time for election, not just a 4-year election, a regular election with us sitting on this board, make a change. Make a change. You vote them in, you vote them out. It's real simple. Vote them in, you vote them out. That's the only way you are going to get a change. That is the only way you are going to see a difference. You want diversity? Put diversity on the board. I, for one, am a black woman. Yes. So this gives some diversity here. Madam Chair, is a black woman. That gives diversity. But if you want more diversity and more change, people with visions that can help lead this board, guide this board to where it needs to be, where it needs to go. Me, for one, I'm a person that was born in an African-American community, Third Ward, Texas. Jack Yates graduate, Texas Southern graduate. If you want change, get out in the community and vote for change. I am willing to go out in my community because my parents still live in Third Ward. I'm still out there every weekend, sometimes 3 and 4 times during the week.
And it's sad.
And I deal with people in Third Ward. So if you want change, vote for change. Because I have already made up my mind. When my term is up on this board, I am not running for re-election because I can't deal with what goes on the board. But if you want change, vote for change. That's all I have to say.
Okay, Dwayne, you asked for the floor.
Yeah, quickly, Madam Chair, to Venetia, I think Mr. Bayers don't really understand the governance, structure, and hopefully he will read the bylaws and he'll get familiar with it. But your job as a national, board member is to get the national in order. It's our job here who left, who are not on the national board to help him move, the station forward. But your focus as a national, and of course, those of us who serve on the national, we also try to reserve some of our time at the local. But more importantly, would you, Venetia, be willing to serve more committees? That because the person who's representing the staff right now, I can't tell you if he's on one committee, if he's been active at all. Yeah. And that's one of the issues that I want when we're talking about whether or not you want to do this job, just how deep is your commitment to this right. job instead of voting for friends? What committees would you be wanting to serve on and serve and represent the diversity of this 70% non-Anglo right. MSA, which is Metropolitan Service Area.
Okay, since I've been on the board, I have served on, I've always served on like, I want to say like 4 or 5, at minimum 3 committees. Even when I haven't been on the board, I've served on committees. Most recently, I've been working nationally with other programmers to do the programming around January 20th. Around the inauguration, and that's going to be national. So I'm always doing something with Pacifica. And also to what Paula said about being in the community, for y'all that know about my show, Houston Indie Media, all of us producers, all of us on the show are activists, and we are in our communities, and we're always doing other projects and other things that are, you know, social justice related or whatever you want to call it. I hope that answers your question, Dwayne, but yeah, I'm always... I would want to be on like programming, technology.
Okay. Adriana.
Finance.
She cut off.
NRC, and for a while, chair of the Committee of Inclusion.
Thank you.
I think we're past time, Madam Chair.
Huh?
I think we're past time, Madam Chair.
For what?
With 3 minutes per person, right? Per candidate?
Yeah, he's right. He knows that.
Can I just say one more thing, if that's okay, really fast to Mr. Bayes?
10 seconds.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I do understand my position as a national board member is different as a local board member, but I am really excited to work with you.
I'm excited to work with every one of you because I believe in positivity. I don't look at you as a color. I don't look at you as a political. I don't look at you as anything but who you are, which is heart, blood, lungs, great ideas, and forward momentum. That's why I signed up for this job. You know, and I have dealt with radio stations that didn't survive, and I brought them back to life. And it all is in what you truly believe in the good of what you do. You gotta shake off the negative and you got to move. That's all it takes. Shake it off, kids. We're gonna get through it and it's gonna get better. I promise.
Okay, Adriana, your 3 minutes.
Okay. First of all, I was born, a director in the national board during my 5 years allowed. And I think that all of you know that I always defend Pacifica because when you are elected to the Pacifica National Board, your first obligation is with the foundation. You need to be sure that the foundation survives. I'm really worried that three of our four actual PNB members are part of the New Day Pacifica. I do not understand how could you ask to be a director when you are going there trying to divide, trying to separate Pacifica. We know that the force, like in a hand, each finger by itself is weak. The five of them in the hand are the strong ones. I believe in Pacifica. I believe in the five station. And I believe that we can do better. I believe that we can make the foundation survive. But we cannot have three of our four directors that vote against even little things, like last year, giving a little break to KPFT. Three of our four directors vote against that. We need directors that think in the foundation, but not in their own interest. I agree that our first responsibility is the foundation, but you need to remember permanently that you represent KPFT. Because if not, it's not any sense. You are the voice of KPFT.
Adriana, I believe, sorry.
That's okay. Okay, don't worry. That's fine. I'm not good talking, obviously. You know that.
Oh, you good.
No, thank you.
You good. You did very good. All right, Dwayne. Dwayne?
Okay, Madam Chair, I just want to confirm. I have 3 minutes, right?
You got 3 minutes.
Okay, very well. I want to just point out that my service to KPFT and to Pacifica has been very transparent and open. I joined the local board in 2011, and I began to serve on the national board on December 2018, and I've had 2 terms on the national board, and I have demonstrated my love and devotion and commitment to KPFT and Pacifica, because I believe that I have served this past year, I have served more hours to KPFT on all of its committees, with the exception of 2, as its vice chair and its management team as well, until I moved to dissipate it because it was unauthorized in the bylaws. But I believe that you count up the hours I have committed to this foundation, and it represents all the hours that the other 3 members who represent KPFT combined. And I point out the fact that the staff representative is not on one committee, or if he is on one committee, I'm just asking you to not vote your friendship, to vote, as they say in Congress this past, even 10 Republicans found it necessary to cross the aisle. And I'm hoping some of you will cross the aisle, because the fact of the matter is that it ought to be about Pacifica, and it ought to be about the station and not about friendship and control. I think Sister Paula made the point, and she didn't call anyone out, but I certainly will, that the fact of the matter is that when you continue to send 3 Anglos up on your side of the aisle, consistent, 3 Anglos, and you can't find it in your heart, any of you can't find it in your heart to vote for this young millennial, so that Houston, which is represent, Houston is 70% non-Anglo. That is the MSA area. That's the 7-county area. It's 70% non-Anglo. But you send up 75% of our delegation as Anglo. And somehow or another, you can't find that that's racist. You can't find that this young lady
Venetia is very well qualified to represent us. She has the capacity. She served as a management selection and review committee chair. She served as vice chair here at the local before. And I'm imploring you. I've proven myself. And if you can't find a way to elevate us higher in the Houston being the most diverse city in this nation, that if you could find your way to vote me first place and vote Venetia first place and vote Adriana second place, and then let's split it up. Let's have two Anglos and two one Anglo and three non-Anglos for one time in the life. That would be history in the making. And it's not just because of color. It's because Adriana has demonstrated for the last 5 years of her service, she spent more time than I, and I think that's hard to do. She lived and breathed Pacifica when she served. She served on all committees, I believe. So we've demonstrated that we love this foundation. We support this foundation. We may not always agree on methodology, but I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it again, that I don't question anybody's motive. I don't question anybody's love, because to be around as long as some of you have been, and to be around as long as I have been, you have to have love and some craziness to continue to do what you do. Time. So I respect that fact. But we do need to have a diversity on this national board. And Houston ought to send it up. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Thank you, Dwayne. Nancy.